and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 85. My name's Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad. Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Look at that sound.
All Range Mode.
So what's going on?
Well,
where are we right now?
Yeah, we're on location again.
I don't know if this should be called on location. I think
we're in a mobile recording studio.
Yeah, this is the eyes on the ground. What did they call the helicopters?
Eye in the sky.
Eye in the sky. Oh. This is eye on the ground. Mobile recording studio.
So TJ went out this week, forked out tons of cash to fold the seats down in his giant GMC SUV.
Hello.
And we're sitting in it recording in it.
Why are we sitting and recording? Because we got some partying to do. Got a big show coming up. Yeah.
5 or so minutes.
Yeah, we're all going, hanging out, playing rock shows, and watching rock shows in soon. So it may not be as long as your typical All Range Mode episode, but we hope you enjoy nonetheless.
Yeah, how good does that sound, though?
It probably sounds amazing. None of us have ever been closer to the microphone, so...
So, sorry when we inevitably yell in your ear. I will try to edit those down.
At least it won't echo, though. It's just going to kill itself as soon as you yell.
Right. So, I want to stay on point.
Oh, what?
TJ, where are we starting?
Well, what's you been doing?
What's you been doing?
What you been doing?
I've been doing not a lot, personally. Just a little more Destiny. This week flew by for me. I don't even know what I did.
It's one of those weeks.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I did do something cool yesterday. I will mention that. I forgot about this. Last night, I was supposed to come online. I was going to play games with my buddy Chad.
Yeah, at 10 p.m.
I did not.
And I was so excited. I actually fell asleep at 10 p.m.
So. Oh, did you? I disappointed Emily, too. I told her I was going to come home.
What's he getting wasted at?
I did go to this place called Embrew, which is all Michigan brewed beers.
It sounds amazing.
It was just kind of like, hey, let's go get a drink after an event we did with some people from work. It was a cool place, which we could check out at some point. But the actual cool thing that I did last night, it's called Breakout Room. It's they don't exist in Michigan at all, but some people did it in New York, and they said, oh, I'm going to open a business doing Breakout Room in Michigan, and they did it in Ferndale, which is like 15 minutes from my house.
Wow.
Basically, you get locked in a room with, say, 10-ish people. We went with like 8 or 9, and you have to break out of the room, and there's a series of like puzzles and riddles in the room, and you have no idea where to start or how it unfolds, but you just go in this room. It kind of, it's got furniture and shit on the walls like any other room, and you just go to town, and it's chaos because everyone's trying to solve different puzzles and asking different questions.
That's awesome.
And you have 1 hour to get out of this room, and you have to put all the puzzles together to manage to do that.
Oh
generally
my God.
And
it's a
like,
raid.
Yeah, it is. Like, and you need to court. Like, some people, you know, you don't solve this problem. So, does anyone know like what this means? Or like, you know, it's like, I don't want to give away any of the puzzles because I think it'd be cool for you guys to do it as a group. The guy said you can come back and watch your friends do it from a control room if ever you want to bring people back.
Oh my God,
because you can only do it once, eh?
What
is it the same for each room?
They're actually a pretty new business. They've been around for like, I don't know, a couple months maybe.
Yeah,
and it's just one single room. They're working on opening a second room in like two months from now.
With different...
Totally different theme, totally different puzzles.
That's
everything.
So awesome.
It's really cool.
You know, it reminds me of like the murder mysteries kind of thing, that the radio murder mystery thing.
Right.
Everyone in the house like has a character that they have, and it like... I don't know. You just play out a murder mystery and like who's guilty. Yeah,
it's a great party
it's
game.
It's a clue.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. I definitely want to do that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The best thing ever is to get teams together. Like, you and your team solved it in a certain amount of time, correct? So,
actually, I wanted to brag a little bit. We have the best time so far now.
Jesus Christ.
We got lucky. We had a guy who was phenomenal with puzzles. And just, I don't know, we worked well. We multitasked, so.
Okay, how does it work, though? Like, you can't actually get out of the room? Like, what do you find at the end? A key to get out, to unlock the door?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Essentially, it all
works
towards...
So, the key's hidden somewhere.
Number lock. Tell me it's a number lock.
I shouldn't say anything, but yes. It's basically, you have to unlock one safe, which has the key, and all the puzzles kind of help build towards that.
That's
so
really cool. Wow.
That's,
so you can't just start smashing everything, like flipping cushions and...
Well, you can, but it? You're finding... No, because eventually what you do is if you find the safe, and then you're like, you think it's one of the puzzles.
Ah, you're spoiling it.
Yeah, so, I am a little bit.
But, okay. Really. What's the, what is the repercussion to not winning? Like, what happens at the end of the hour if you don't do it? And what's the reward if you get it within the hour?
Well, that's the thing. Like, they take your photo and they, whatever, they put you on a wall and you're on the website. There's no reward. It's just like a fun game. And losing, it's the same thing. Like, they kept making jokes about what happens when you lose. But, it's, I don't know, you just lose. Maybe there's some kind of menacing thing that plays at the end. I have no idea. But it's just fun to try.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
35 minutes. Yep. Did you contribute much?
I feel like I pulled my weight evenly.
Movies. First thing I want to mention is the looming format change. Slated for holiday 2015, the 4K revolution.
Have you seen these demos?
I don't know, but what are you guys thinking? Like, okay, so does anyone not know what we're talking about? For any listener that doesn't know what we're talking about, this is a serious change. This is not just going DVD to Blu-ray. This is, you need, not only do you need...
Just going Blu-ray to Blu-ray.
No, you need better discs. You need a player. That's where Blu-ray ends. Also, you need a fucking TV.
Hang on, you're suggesting the home theater? They're going to start switching it up?
Well, like, you've seen 4K TV.
Okay, right? Do you remember what happened? Yeah, do you remember Blu-ray on a standard def TV on a fucking tuber?
No, I don't think I ever...
Maybe it is the same change. Because it you, is had, the same you change. Had to
it's
go
the same
to...
same jump.
It is the same jump. Ouch.
The problem is they're calling it 4K Blu-rays.
I'm okay with that.
They're using the Blu-ray technology, like the blue laser. So that's why it's called Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So, that's just...
But like...
It should be called Blu-lay.
Blu-lay.
Of course it should.
Well, blue laser, right? Excuse me. Anyway, so we're talking about... what are your plans? What are you guys going to do? What did you do with when
I'm
Blu-ray came out?
I'm going to wait until 4K TVs are $500 a piece, and then I'll buy myself a 47-inch
one. Here we go. At Costco... I actually went today because every time I've gone in there, there's been this 58-inch Toshiba 4K, and it's $11.99. I've checked reviews on it.
That's not bad.
That is insane. The first ones came out, they're $25,000. A couple months later, $12,000.
No. Weren't those the, like, the 80-inch?
They were. They only had them in 80-inch. They had two TVs. There was, like, the Samsung, was that Aquas one? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was another one, like Sharp came up with one. Or maybe Sharp is Aquas. There was two anyways, and they were extremely expensive, you know what I mean?
They're ridiculous.
And then as they started actually making the technology work in smaller screens, which makes no sense, because the smaller you go, like HD on a 32-inch TV, you can barely tell the difference between 720 and 1080, right? If you have a 50-inch TV, you're not going to notice the difference between 1080 and whatever 4K is, you know?
Yeah. Like, so you need an 80-inch TV. Buying the driver... Or sorry, the player and the discs, but not upgrading the TV.
As long as
you
it scales,
the
right?
Then.
Right.
Well, maybe I'm getting a little bit ahead of the conversation. Chad, why don't you finish your point?
Okay, so I was buying it. I'm ready to buy in. I went and seen these demos. There's really no 4K content out there. Like Netflix offers. House of Cards and a couple other things on there that are 4K content, but like there's really nothing out there. Like you search 4K on Kick-Ass Torrents, which I tried because I was going to be buying a TV. It's all porn, 4K porn.
I imagine that's disgusting.
It's probably.
I don't need to see four times as much pussy. I feel like I know what I'm dealing with already.
Yeah, I don't want to see like the strings and stuff between the wet strings.
Wow,
that's fucking.
I love the wet strings. To be honest, I don't. I have no problem with wet strings. You can give me as.
Well, you still get the idea without the wet strings.
Wet strings are sick.
Those people are having sex in my living room right now.
You know, if we can get closer to looking through like a rectangle in the room where it looks like you're looking into another dimension.
It fucking looks like that. 4K looks like that.
That's awesome.
And for $11.99, I was buying this Toshiba TV.
4K 3D depth, but not like out at you, but into the screen. That's what I want to see. Like I feel like I can walk into that motherfucker.
That'd be scary.
That's the future, man. Have you seen any of these curved screens? Have you seen that at all?
I don't understand the draw, but they do look awesome.
Okay, so a movie theater, those screens are curved.
Yeah, because they're fucking massive.
Well, no. It's because they want the distance of the ray of light. Yeah, because it's a curved screen, the center ray of light is traveling just as far as the edges. Where if it was straight, the edges would be transferring farther. Do you get my drift?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's why movie theaters are curved screens, but televisions don't work like that. So why curve the screen?
Because they're suggesting that when you see it, it's somehow cooler.
What if I'm sitting on the cool. Yeah, what if I'm sitting on the far right of the couch?
You're screwed.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, or you gotta push the TV back. Yeah.
No. Four. Just leave it 4K, but don't just start curving the fucking screens just because you can curve an LED screen.
They're gonna start branding these TVs bend. It's like, so?
If anything, I want
it fucking bends. Look at that shit.
If anything, I want convex so I can.
It explodes out at you at every angle.
You have a 360 TV, you just watch it from the kitchen.
Just like you have a setting on your TV where you can, like.
Tube TVs are convex.
Oh my god, you're right. Jesus Christ.
Go back to the tube.
Imagine like a setting where it was like some sort of analog variant. Is it binary? Analog. Yeah. Where like you could set it and the screen would actually mold like it would just move to like, oh, I want it 30% convex, and it would just like the screen would just move.
Yeah, when we get to that, when we get to motorized screens.
Yeah. So it's like if you've got a larger viewing audience in your home, you can convex the screen.
Yeah. But
if it's just me playing video games, I want that thing like a fucking, I want the concave like deep. You know, so I can like get right into that screen and it's in my peripheral.
That's,
you know,
the thing. That's the only way it would work. Like, you can't put that in a giant living room and have it be like, oh, you can't see it because you're at the fucking.
No, I think it's a subtle curve that you can.
It's not subtle. It's pretty drastic.
Yeah,
it's pretty huge.
Okay, I assume if you put it the right distance from the couch, like say 8 feet for 55 inches, anybody on a three person couch would fit. You know what I mean? Or see it fine.
But, like, I want that thing, if it curves around me, like, you see those demos of people playing Battlefield or Forza or anything like that on, like, 5 screens.
Right.
And they're just surrounded by screens.
Yeah, I don't know that that's what this is. But
it could have practical uses. That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, even the subtle curve, if you are in and the lights are off, like.
Could you imagine making a full circle of that subtle curve?
You're just in a computer chair.
Well, wait a minute. That's ridiculous.
You just
ridiculous.
Spin around.
Yeah, you'd have to be standing up so you could, like, turn and everything, you know?
Now we're just talking about fucking Kinect.
You could still control with the controller, but, like, you could look behind you
right.
in real life and see what's going on the TV.
Okay, moving on. I went to Family Video, and
I went today, too.
They mixed in their Blu-rays with the DVDs.
Like
I'm never going back. Never going back.
I went today because I actually, we can talk about it in games, I guess, but
yeah, let's
I just
wait.
Wanted to rent some games.
I want to rent Evil Within.
That's what I want.
A lot. TJ, what are you going to do with the 4K screens?
I'm telling you, I'm just going to wait.
Have you seen it, though?
No.
What's your first 4K purchase?
What's that mean?
Hasn't been made yet.
Star Wars sequel trilogy box set. That's when I'm upgrading.
Have you seen
I'm not excited for that at all, man. I feel like you have to have.
What?
There's really no 4K.
My understanding of 4K when it first came out was like, it's only going to be used on like giant TVs on the side of buildings because it's not relevant in a TV any smaller than 70 inches. Even 70 inches on a TV.
That's what they said about Progressive Scan as compared to Interlaced or Interlaced.
Yeah. I mean, you can probably notice the difference.
Or the frames per second. You can tell, dude.
Okay, maybe
you're
right.
The refresh rate?
The beauty about this Toshiba TV that I was going to buy, it had 120 hertz, like, clear scan technology, they called it. But it was like a computerized thing. It was just like a process run in the background to try and run it that high. But it was actually only at 60 hertz, which is why I wanted to buy it.
If you're processing that quickly, I'm sure you could have, you know, like frames per second. We always see like the human eye can't see past 60 or past 48, I think it is.
I don't know what it is.
So like if your TV can process
it doesn't work,
80 frames, 120 frames per second, you know, like if it has the refresh rate to give you that, mm-hmm. even though the eye can't see it, those are the frames, like in the meantime they could be doing other shit. So like the refresh rate is how many times they draw the lines of color per second, right? So 1080p at a refresh rate of 200 whatever hertz, it's how quickly they're redrawing every line of color.
Okay.
So if it gets to a point where they can process, like, better than the, like, more, quicker than the human brain, they can start to process lines of color, like, at different parts of the screen. So it's like, if it's 4,000 lines of color, like 4K, they can start, you know, like, they can do the first 1080p while the second 1080p are loading, like, and then the third 1080p are loading. So it's like, it can work very well. Like, if when you get up to those, I don't want to call them, what would you call it, like, subhuman, or, like, it's better than the human eye. Like, if your TV can process...
I know what you're saying. I don't know what it's called.
...quicker than the human eye, then it can start to... make up for that by starting to refresh the next frame sooner.
Sure, but...
You know what I mean?
It can
do all of that.
So it would just be hertz.
It never gets ahead of itself.
Well, no, because 1080p, right? You've got 1080p working at a certain hertz level. So it can refresh 1,080 lines of color at that speed. If you add four more lines of color or three more lines of color in between each of those lines, there's going to be lag in somewhat. But, like... But it, because the TVs are so... quick, they can fill in the 4,000 lines of color faster than your eye can process it. So that's why it works, right?
Yeah. It's pointless beyond that point, is it not? Or are you saying there's value in that?
No, but now like the refresh rate that it's coming, you're still seeing three times as many lines of color. And there's no lag at all. Like it's got to be a difference. My point is you'll have to be able to see it. It'll be the same as Blu-ray and DVD.
I'll say this much. Whatever the human eye can see frames per second, I think it's closer to like 24, even if it is 48, right? Back in the day, you used to play Counter-Strike, and it would be like, 40 frames per second, and then you go to 70.
It can't be 24, because you can tell the difference between 30 and 60.
Okay. Well, this is my point was this. You can tell the difference between 60 and 80.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
There's like a fluidness that, even though you probably can't see all the frames, it's still more fluid, you know what I mean? So
which doesn't make sense.
Too fast.
I don't understand how that is, but I'm... At least for what the FPS said on Counter-Strike back in the day, it was like, you could tell the difference between 60 and 80, and I don't know why. So there's something to it being, again, more pixels or higher frame rate. I'm sure there is value in that, but again, I'm not overly excited.
Well, I digress a little bit, but my point is you'll be able to see the difference. Don't be naive. Of
okay,
course,
but
4K will be better.
I'm sure
to Costco.
I can probably tell. How much
of
a difference?
Here's the thing.
There's a huge jump between 480 and 720.
All I want is like lossless. I want lossless compression. So like I want the 1-to-1 of a reel of film. I want that on my TV. I don't want any compression at all. And like we're getting closer to that. Like
so
we're finally like 4K is almost to the point where like the size of a reel of film is. Like if you look at like you know 320,
guys,
1080, 4.
It looks nuts. Have you seen it?
No.
You haven't gone and seen any 4K anything?
No.
It's fucking crazy.
I'll have to check it out.
Like, the most exciting thing is obviously, like, the reason that, well, in my opinion, the reason that Blu-ray and, like, HD-DVD caught on is because Planet Earth came out on both formats.
That's
if there's
awesome.
A Planet Earth in 4K, that's it.
Oh, my God.
That's all I want to see. Like, Blu-ray kicked
the world,
off.
The world as it actually is.
Yeah, dude.
A window
it's
to
nuts.
The rest of the world.
Like, it looks better than what I could see. Like you're seeing the demos that they have. There's Paris, where there's a camera above Paris, just kind of panning throughout the.
You get vertigo?
Yeah, just above, and just, oh my God. It refreshes so quickly, and just the detail and every little thing. You can see everything.
Yeah. You know what? This could lead to the return of practical effects.
I hope so.
You know what I mean? Like, if you can't digitally recreate, like, to the point where, like, you're shooting some of it... Well, they shoot films digitally now. But anything that's shot on film...
Yeah.
Like, the special effects have to be disgusting because you are transferring to that high-end, like, I guess, medium.
Yeah.
Where, like, you start to see the cracks in between digital and film. That's what happened with Lord of the Rings, the original Lord of the Rings trilogy on Blu-ray. You start to see those cracks a little bit.
Yeah,
like it got better towards Return of the King, but that's, you know, a lot of the feedback, a lot of like the negative feedback with the Blu-rays was that the digital effects like didn't stand up because those movies were shot digitally. Same thing with the Star Wars prequels. It starts to look dated because it's got like digital grain on it, and it's like, now your special effects are going to have to be like that. Your digital worlds that you create have to be that much more, like that much bigger, four times as big.
is a good segue into the TV show I've been watching, but
I don't have. Well, yet. You know what? I watched Walter Mitty. I agree with you guys. It's pretty neat.
Pretty neat.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it was good. I have some gripes, but they're petty. So
what do you got?
It seems like the high concepts that they developed in the movie had no real consequence. Like, it was really cool, like the fact that he cuts out of real life and has these like these visions or these daydreams that they call them. Mm-hmm. But it's weird that they identified in the movie that for the amount of time you're seeing on screen, he's just there standing and kind of blacking out.
Sure.
That was kind of weird, and he never really was able to like tap into. You never had to, like, bubble throat. You never had to tap in. I mean, all they were is his visions, like, realized. So, I mean, I'm okay with that. That's why I'm saying it's petty. Mm. But in the end, it seemed to have nothing to do with the story other than he's longing for something.
The visions?
Yeah, the visions.
Yeah, it would help define his character, I think. As a guy who wanted to do these things and had aspirations, but could never break through, like, you know, society's grip on him. Just, I'm stuck, I do my job, and I don't know.
Yeah, but his travels were actually were pretty cool. I liked going on there with him. He was, you know, he only really struggled with it once, you know, like it, with the drunk pilot.
Right.
That's the only time he really struggled with, you know, like turning those visions into reality.
Sure.
And even then, he already made the trip to Iceland, so like it doesn't seem like anything really set him over the edge. Like, there wasn't much that he had to do to overcome that.
I was
and
surprised.
Like, he's this far in his life, and he just made the decision to break his meekness very easily.
Yes, I thought there would be something that kind of snapped him to do it.
And like, he got fired later, and like, it could have been him losing his job that resulted in him making this big step, or like something happening with his mom's house, you know, like, or we can't get the piano in, we need more space, and that in result like he needs more money, and he's getting fired. Like, there was no real catalyst to him making this decision. He kind of just went for it, which is fine. Like I said, it's petty, but I liked the movie quite a bit.
Good. You want to give it a rating?
No, it's already been rated on the show. There's no need to go into it. Okay. So I guess we're jumping into 2-3.
You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
I watched a bit of New Girl today.
Let me talk about practical effects. Oh, fuck,
sorry,
man.
Sorry, Chad, go ahead.
Shit. No, go ahead.
I don't have a lot to say. I like it so far. What you said is accurate.
It's not about the New Girl.
It's not.
It's about the guys that she lives with, man.
It is. I will say this much. I do not like the New Girl. She's trying to be like quirky funny, and she is kind of.
You know what? It runs out. Like, we're all tired of the Zooey Deschanel fucking shtick.
She's the same character.
Kinda. You know, she's a little bit. You know, the reins are pulled in a little bit. Like, I feel like she has an aura that she's typecast for, but the show kind of breaks that. She's still quirky and awkward.
Right,
but that's not the focus of the show, really.
I'm okay with quirky awkward.
And they point it out on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
With her relationships with the guys.
I feel like it's over the top.
That's all. Well, how many episodes are you in?
Three. Which is the thing. I am hoping that they hit the kind of... Opening. I'm hoping they hit a sweet spot of, like, really likable, like, charming, quirky. You know what I mean? Right now, she's just over the top quirky, in my mind. And that's the only thing I have to say negatively about
the cast of the guys that she lives with. I feel like they found value in that, like, after the show already began, and they start to develop, like, episodes that are purely about those characters, and, like, they dig into the four guys, or the three guys that she lives with more.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed, but one of the Wayans' sons, actually.
Yeah. He's in the first episode.
He's in the first episode, and then he gets replaced.
Yep.
So, yeah, he took off to another show.
Yep.
Happy Endings, and that show flopped.
Yeah. Well, no, I got 3 years in, but...
Really?
It did.
No.
I'm positive.
What season of New Girl are we at?
Started in 2011, so you're probably...
Holy fuck.
So says Netflix.
He has no idea.
Either way...
Does he come back?
He does come back.
Okay.
And it's glorious.
Okay.
So now, like, it's four guys that... and
oh, really? Just, they keep the other guy?
They keep the other guy, too, yeah. It's not like they boot him out.
Oh.
Because he is a completely different character.
Right.
He wouldn't play the same things as the Wayans guy would
play.
Right,
they
write
him out.
Now they have both, yeah.
There's a Wayans son?
Oh, there's probably which son? Many.
Huge Wayans family.
Well, which son is it?
It's the Wayans legacy. I'm pretty sure it's...
It's the son of one of the two
It's not
main...
Keenan, it's Damon's. Damon's son.
Major Payne?
Yes. Major Crimes. Anyway, it's yeah, girl, a good, it's fucking funny, man, right?
Yeah, I like it a lot. It was a good recommendation. So.
Are any of these shows better than Seinfeld?
Don't start.
Don't ask me that question.
Seriously.
Don't ask me that. Better than Seinfeld? You can't compare a comedy.
So
like,
why stop watching
Because
Seinfeld?
You've heard those jokes before.
They're still better.
No,
are they
not.
Better, though?
Yeah, but...
Actually,
just,
I would prefer the new
watch
world.
The like, same episode of Seinfeld. You, take your favorite episode of Seinfeld, just watch it.
I can't relate to fucking... I can't relate to George Costanza, fucking Kramer, or Jerry Seinfeld. None of those characters are relatable at all.
How do you feel about Jerry's stand-up at the beginning?
I love his stand-up.
I can't
And he's
stand
coming
it.
To the fucking WFCU!
Really? That's
Colson Bernholz bought fucking tickets for it! And I got to as well.
Did you?
I haven't yet, but I need to.
Nice.
But yeah, practical effects, let's hear about it.
Yeah,
let's hear about it.
This, Mandy turned me on to this show, actually. It's called Face Off. You heard about it?
Oh, yeah,
it's on
yeah.
Sci-fi.
Yeah, makeup artists and
yeah,
special
it's,
effects
it's like,
artists.
It's like Project Runway, but for makeup artists. So you're mm-hmm. given a task, like, okay, this is what we want you to make this week. And it's a mashup of, like, Disney meets... Oh, no, sorry. One of them was Alice in Wonderland meets one of the characters from Wizard of Oz. And so they have to create these characters, like Tin Man in Alice in Wonderland's realm type thing.
Yeah.
And just these people. It's fucking cool because they don't have to follow... They don't follow any of the drama bullshit that everyone else has. Like, oh, this fucking guy is in my room
right.
at night. He's a motherfucker. Like, they all get along and they just make...
friendly competition, basically.
Yeah, and they just make really, really amazing...
And the most talented people win.
Yeah.
Nice.
Every time, it's just like, that looks fucking amazing. And they're just like... They have 3 days to do it and they're always panicking. There's obviously, like, stupid stuff where...
Will they make it in time?
Yeah, it's like afterwards.
Let me ask you this. Are there fucking talking heads?
That's what I mean.
Talking heads like, I gotta win this, man.
That's the thing. That's the thing that's really shitty about it.
You don't have to think like, okay, this is real. They're obviously coached. Every reality TV show,
they are because the talking heads are coached. They're wearing these same clothes.
They get them once a week and they're like...
everything. No,
and they say, remember what happened with this. Tell me about that a little bit.
It's as they get kicked off the show. They go back because they're always wearing the same clothes. The exact same
Every order. Single talking head?
Yes.
That's even worse.
Yeah. They're just like, okay, now recap this and be like, so I was out here, you know, and I got to get it done.
Oh, fuck.
It's really shitty, those things. It's like, I don't latch on to that, but I latch on to like...
See, here's
that's
the thing,
what you
like,
created in that amount of time. That's
well,
amazing.
Yeah, but with... Okay, I'm obviously going to contrast this with Big Brother. So it's like, we can have the talking head moments where they're talking shit about people, and then, like, something will happen in that episode, like, after they had that interview, and it flips them, you know, like...
But they're not actors, though.
No, but...
Face-off.
Oh, give me a fucking break. First of all, if they are actors in Big Brother, these are talented fucking people.
I doubt it.
Well, I mean, I guess you gotta watch the show.
Jimmy was out there, and he ate my fucking pasta last night.
No, but that's what I'm saying. The talking head sessions are like, yes, they're once a week, and a lot of the times, like, if it's about the competition, yeah, it's like, say that you wanted to win it. I gotta win this week, you know, to secure my spot. Like, for what it's worth, nothing. It's not worth anything. But, like, there's good shit where people will be, I don't know, I'm
That's
fucking getting in.
Big Brother anymore.
But all I'm
what
saying is,
TV
is, like,
got...
you called it fake, and I'm saying the talking head
it
thing.
It is fake.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's seen it said it's fake.
The talking head thing.
Talking head's fake.
That's what you guys attacked.
And even the competition is fake. Because they're all fucking... They're just putting on shit for TV.
He attacked talking heads in that Face-Off.
Shit. Yeah.
It's like a necessary evil in reality TV.
Yeah.
As real as it is.
That's what brings you forward.
Right. It connects and the scenes and, like, there's a format. Like, if they just played them making these things, it wouldn't be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's
like,
I don't want to sit through the commercial break because I have nothing to latch on to.
Yeah.
Like, will I make it, though? Like, I'm thinking, oh, I'm fucked if I don't finish this.
That's
just like,
worse.
Oh, shit,
like,
is he going to get it?
I'd want to know what they're like, what they're going through at the time.
They can't do it because it doesn't make for good TV. We're never going to get that.
Well, to a certain extent, you see them taking actions, which gives you an idea of what they're thinking. But the whole point of Talking Heads is they're almost narrating their own story.
But, right? Okay, well, the contrast is Big Brother. The Talking Head is all things that happen within that week. So, like, they get them once a week to do the Talking Head thing. And they're saying, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, you know? And then, like, you see them have a conversation with somebody, and then the next week the Talking Head is different. Where it's not just, like, they waited till they were gone and then said, remember all of this. So, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I don't understand the distinction, but whatever, yeah.
Okay, well, the guy who won this year on Big Brother was an undercover cop. Okay. And he kept going on the Talking Head and saying, like, I'm going to do this, you know, like, I don't want to show my fucking true colors yet. Like, I got to act like this. And he was being, like, undercover in the house, you know, and he would say things like, you know what, she just tipped me off, I know that she can no longer be in the house, like, this is why this is happening, and then the next week there'd be something else, you know, like, it's cool to have consistent feedback, like, with what's happening on the screen, but it doesn't matter.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I think, I said, it's a necessary evil, you know what I mean? You have to have them narrate or kind of interject, like, even just cutting up scenes, like, it would seem dry if you just played the cameras. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All you know, TV shows, about there's a format.
Recently, if they give, like, the NHL the Big Brother treatment, where, like, they just followed teams around, and, all I had to watch, like, I didn't have to follow every game, but I got to tune in once a week, and it was, like,
after the second period,
multiple
man.
Games. I swear to God, yes.
All the highlights.
It would be so amazing, like, we gotta win this game. You know, like, and, like, just they cut in, like, certain plays from the game, and that's all I want to see. Ugh. And then sending them back, like, into the locker room and shit, like, the coach is like, I don't know what the fuck these guys are doing, you know.
I would
like,
love
and then
to see what
and
goes
then
on
throw
the
it back in. Oh my, there's shows that, well,
it's 24/7.
Yeah, 24/7 is sick.
Are you serious?
It's so fucking awesome.
Joe turned me on. I watched one episode. It was pretty entertaining.
They follow the coaches back, and they have players mic'd during the game.
Really?
Oh, you know that fucking guy would do that too.
It's
like,
uncensored.
I swear. Yes, it's on HBO.
Oh my god,
it's amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that's the best shit on TV then. That's
it
real.
Is. It's so fucking good, 24/7.
Oh, that's cool.
I have
a great idea.
IT Crowd being remade in the States on NBC.
Again. They tried it with Joel McHale.
Ow.
Failed. I finally got my hands on that after like 4 or 5 years after being out, and I watched it. It's so bad. I don't think I watched the whole thing.
The what?
IT Crowd.
TJ's favorite show.
I like it a lot, actually. I go back to it sometimes.
So are you excited for this?
Are they casting some of the same guys from the British?
All I saw was the headline. And I was like, TJ wants to talk about this.
I will look into it. The original, when they tried to launch it in the States while it was still running in Britain, they took the same guy who was playing Maurice Moss, which is like one of the quirky guys in the show, only he could really play. And he was playing it in the show with Joel McHale. But it was so dry and
this
so bad.
This was before Community?
Yeah.
Had to have been, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm excited at the prospect, but it's probably going to flop. Or it won't maintain what it was. If it's something different, kind of related, and it's funny, maybe it's worthwhile, but yeah.
Chad, plug your ears. What did you think of the Walking Dead premiere?
I want to hear it.
Probably one of the best premieres ever in any show. I absolutely loved it.
I didn't even want to talk about it after you said that. I don't want to spoil anything for Chad.
But you know it's good. You've seen it.
I have seen it. Keep
the spoilers at a minimum, because not a lot of people watch the show 1 week after.
I'll
it comes
keep the
out.
Spoilers at a minimum. It seemed like they were. It seemed like.
Just
they
just
were
tell
setting
it,
up.
Say if you like it or not. That's it.
I.
Okay. He's gonna keep it spoiler free. Can you?
Come on!
I
you
can
can't
try,
do
yeah.
it. You can't do it. You've talked about this before. You talked about. I do want to watch it. I'll start watching it from season 5 with you guys.
Let's give him a week.
Okay, I'll give you a week.
Yeah, don't do it. Please.
I actually wanted to center the episode around
Hold
Walking
on,
Dead.
Let me try. Let me try and I will
You're
tread
fuck it up?
I will tread lightly.
You're gonna fuck it up.
It seems like there was a trend.
Oh, it's ruined.
Happening where they would set up what these characters were going to be dealing with for long periods of time. And that's what I expected this season premiere to communicate, was the first step of what I'd be dealing with all season. And I'm learning that I may be correct or incorrect in that assumption.
Do you feel better? Because I have no idea what you're saying, as long as you feel like you got it out.
Well, I don't think there's a spoiler there.
No, there's no spoiler. But I'm a little bit
so
lost.
I may be happy or sad about the fact that they followed that trend or did not follow that trend.
Yeah, there's I'm a little like
is dead Ray.
If I die, tell my wife hello.
Let me say my thought about it. You can tell me if this is what you're thinking, okay? There's a path they may go down, which I'm like, I don't want to see that. Or it could just be something cool for that episode or few episodes, and that's fine the way it is. Is that kind of like...
Well, I see this episode as a means to an end. Do you know what I mean by that?
I think so, but
all right, let's just save it. We'll discuss privately.
We'll tell Chad to walk 20 steps ahead of us.
Sweet.
Just kidding.
I see it as a means to an end, and I'm excited about it. Or what? I'm not excited about
it. Tell me about is there a death?
Well, I mean, it's The Walking Dead. There's death.
I mean, they killed a zombie. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, but is there, like, a main death?
There's deaths.
Do you want to be spoiled or not?
There's
death. I spoil if there's a death. Am I expecting
there's
a
multiple
death?
Deaths. Of course there is.
Yeah, you're asking for spoilers.
I mean, it's not a good episode unless there's death that throws in a fucking wrench into the season.
No, it doesn't matter.
There's gotta be death.
No, you can introduce characters
this
or understand motivations.
Oh, there are deaths.
Runs on deaths.
I know there are deaths. I know there are deaths.
There's fundamental deaths.
I know.
Maybe like a person that I maybe expected there would be, you know, more to that character and some longing there. It seems like they've done it before, where they'll surprise you. Fuck you, Chad.
Hold on. You remember when I said
I'd
catch up this week?
Yeah.
I was like, I downloaded the second half of season 4.
Mm-hmm. Have you been watching that? Because maybe we can talk about at least that.
I watched like episode 11, and I guess it was after the...
After the raid?
After the raid in the prison. And it was Daryl and that girl.
Yeah.
And they were drinking moonshine. I was like, it was fucking terrible.
I imagine you have to binge watch the second half of that season.
Daryl,
because,
stop.
Well, you know what? I mean, what they were doing with the end of season 4 was allowing you, like, TV shows do this all the time. Game of Thrones is a huge culprit of this. They'll take two awkward characters, put them in scenes together, and see how they communicate with each other. Like, yeah. See what cool shit comes out of that. And the second...
I think it was the entire episode. I was like...
Oh, my God.
I don't want to watch this anymore.
Half of that season. I mean, there was a raid on the prison. They have no communication. Everyone's scattered.
They're still following those two?
Well, I mean, they, like, you
the
see...
slow pace.
You see what other...
a lot feeling like it's happening.
So yeah. Here's the thing. Like, people after the raid, they'll separate, like, in pairs or in groups, and you get to see what's happening with those groups.
So, okay, so how far ahead is the death of that little girl that what's her head shoots?
You'll have to watch.
Well, I've watched that episode, but I don't know if it's
well.
Behind.
It's during that. See, here's the thing.
Three quarters of the way through
because
season, so halfway through the second half. I'm
yeah,
thinking.
Because it maybe season, maybe the end. Sorry, okay. TJ. The second half of fine. Season 2 does not fall in chronological order. You're four. Watching what's hap season 4. Sorry, you're watching what's happening to all these characters all at the same time. So eventually they'll give you like breadcrumbs of like, oh, that's happening the same time this happened because I can see smoke, or something like that.
That's
so
cool.
So you start to get a sense that like they've all kind of. I mean, it's not a large place, and you've seen the signs, like, for Terminus?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the obvious end to the season, so we get to see what's
well, okay.
happening or what's not happening.
I'll watch the final episode and the season premiere by next week, I swear to God.
Final two. Watch the final two.
Final two?
Final two episodes of season 4 and the premiere of season 5.
The little girl's death is in the second last episode, is it?
I don't think so.
I did watch that.
It could be. I don't know.
No, you want to see the final two.
Okay, cool.
Because they have to tell the story of... everybody arriving at Terminus, and that
yeah.
takes two episodes.
Okay. Sweet.
It's
a great
such
show.
A fucking
it is a
awesome
good
show, man.
Show. It
we
is.
Are lucky to have this thing in our lives.
I
mean, this is the sci-fi zombie weekly television show that we can just fucking sit and vibe on.
The thing
about.
Is, the thing, it's so, like, atmospheric.
Everything's there. The technology, the fucking, the, like, we're the target market. Like, we are in that place. Like, we're fucking... white male 25 to 35 the whole world is for us. <Let's>... maybe not the white thing.
Edit that out.
Okay, well, we're fucking male, 25 to 35. Sure. There's your edit spot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we're the whole world is for us, and like, this is exactly what we want to see. Like, everyone's into zombies. We're all into sci-fi. Like, it's just, it's a cool fucking show, and there's no reason not to watch it. There's no reason not to embrace it. You can pick at episode to episode, but you have to watch every episode just because it's there for us.
I said it even before, like, with season 4, even though it was slow and it was kind of, like, not the best, I still enjoy it because there is this whole, like, you're plugging back into this post-apocalyptic world that feels very real.
It's made for
and
you.
And I love it. And I love it still. Even when it's bad, I love it.
That's the thing, like, if I watch 2 or 3 episodes a day, and then I walk out into my backyard or something, it instills inside of you, like, this weird... fucking
oh my god, like, everything that's going on with
it's so real,
like, everything that's going on with Ebola, I'm like, this is it, man, like, we're fucking getting into it.
There's one person who's affected in the entire country.
I'm not worried about Ebola.
It's coming, boys.
Want to jump into games?
Yep.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Gerbs, herbs, games.
Penis mouth. How have I never seen that on the internet somewhere or something?
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
It's new arm logo.
Just start doing games.
All right, so...
Just bullet nuts?
I think I said quite a while back that I was going to give my full Forza Horizon 2 review.
Last week, TJ thought I stole his Forza Horizon 2.
Oh, I'm not going to tell that story. No, I thought it was either Chad, Tim, or Dan. I was convinced, like, it's on the floor in someone's house. Yeah, and
somebody's fucking got my Forza. Where is it?
And I didn't even check, like... I had a backpack and a plastic container. I didn't even check the plastic container that I brought home. And sure enough, it was there. You know what happened is I pulled it out at Dan's, and I repacked everything.
You see this drawing of you? What the fuck?
Suck my cock. Fucking dick. Go on.
Anyway, yeah.
Just writes all over the windows. What the fuck is going on in there?
So, I missed a week.
You got 10 minutes. I have to piss so bad.
I'll be fast. Don't worry. I missed a week with Forza 2, so I didn't get a chance to play it a lot. This week I played it a decent amount. Still probably not as much as I'd like to do a full review on it, but it is an actually awesome game. I really liked Forza 5. If you like driving games, it's just an amazing game in general. The problem with Forza 2, it felt like a really small experience. You had a limited amount of cars. There was like 14, 15, 16 tracks they eventually released. And that's all you did, just over and over again.
Space those tracks over?
Yeah,
over.
And they just put them in like, oh, we'll do it with the supercars, and we'll do it with these cars, and... it was very rigid in the sense that, like, if you hit another car or went off the track, you get like a mark on your record, and then you're like, you're competing against people who have got marks on the records versus the times of perfect runs. And it was just, it was a game for like super race enthusiasts, I felt like.
Which game is the Drivatar?
Both. That's they awesome. Use Drivatars from Forza 5 in Forza Horizon 2. So as soon as I started, I see like Dan Derby just driving on the road somewhere because he has a Drivatar from Forza 5.
That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
That is cool.
One of the things I don't like about this game, actually, is I don't feel very rewarded for having played Forza 5. I felt like I should be able... They said there was something like, oh, if you played Forza 5...
Well, wait a minute. You mean Forza Horizon?
No. I wanted something carrying it over from Forza 5. I bought Forza 5.
And this is Forza Horizon 2.
This is Forza Horizon 2. Which is...
I mean, they're probably going to...
It's the same game.
It's built on the same engine.
But Horizon and Horizon 2 probably carry over. But not 5.
Why not? It's the same engine, the same cars. You know what I mean? It's just a different world. I don't know. I just... Listen, they're made by the same damn people. Let me import a single car. All right, I'm actually going to ask Joe, what do you most like about driving games? Because you've mentioned before that you're into driving games, but you just haven't got into one recently.
I like it all, man. I like... To be honest, the last racing game I got into was Gran Turismo 2.
Okay. That's what started me off in racing.
Sorry.
No, like I'm into cars. It's just like an awesome piece of gear that you use like to your advantage, and I do like leveling up my car, and you know the whole simulation fact of it. but I never had anybody to play with. You know what I mean? And like, we dove into Need for Speed.
I loved Hot Pursuit.
And it was a bit cartoony. Like, I bought Most Wanted on Wii U. And I didn't realize I was buying the God mode version of the game. So it's like, all of the progression involved was kind of lost to me.
Really?
It was sort of a neutered version.
Yeah.
Fake it out whenever you wanted.
You could fake it out whenever. Okay. And, you know what, like, I unlocked quite a bit. I got, like, the best cars or whatever. There's no way of Nintendo tracking that for me. Thank you, Nintendo. But, I played through that game quite a bit. I got the best cars, and I unlocked all the Most Wanted races. I beat all the Most Wanted racers.
Wow.
And, I played the fucking shit out of that game. Like, the God mode, you can manipulate it, but, like, if you're in a serious Most Wanted race, or if you're trying to level up or get those perks, like, for every car, like, where a certain amount of boost will get you a certain perk, like, you do not have time to consider, do I want to switch it from night to day, you know? Yeah. Like, or you can, like, the option is to trade your car out, but, like, you're using the top level car, so it's sort of weird that, like, all you really need to do is like, you can just find a sick car in that game and then race it against two or three of the most wanted people, but then you have to start to level up. So, I do like racing games, TJ. I don't know. No, first of all, I don't have an Xbox, so, I mean, that's the problem.
No, the reason,
Drive Club just came out. Did it not?
Yeah. The free version was delayed, though, so
it's
Butt
nuts reviews.
I haven't gone. Yeah. I'll go back and play the free version just to try it. But the reason I ask is because...
Wait a minute. Am I thinking of Drive Club?
Yeah. No, Drive Club. You're right.
No.
Yes, October 14th, the free version is supposed to come out.
What's the one where you race all over the country?
Drive Club, I'm pretty
sure.
No. Isn't there, like...
There's two.
That's a Ubisoft one.
There's two, they're both by Sony. One's Drive Club, and one is...
They're both by Sony, one's by Ubisoft, for sure.
God damn it. Well, there's... I'm sorry. Not two by Sony, but...
Is it like The Grid or something?
The Grid. No, it's not The Grid.
What's The
Club.
The Club. Is it?
Drive Club and The Club? Whatever.
No, it's not.
It might just be The Club.
Who cares?
No, The Club's a fucking third-person action game.
The one that was supposed to come out, like, last Tuesday or whatever, like the 14th, was supposed to have a free version the 14th, and...
That's Drive Club.
We couldn't get the free one out in time, which
to
me is,
sorry.
Like, they want everyone to buy it in the first week or something, and they want those first week sales, and then...
What's The Grid?
I don't remember.
That's it. I'm pretty sure that's it.
The Grid is the one where you're racing all across the country.
Well, Forza Horizon 2 is...
The Crew!
There it is.
Fucking idiot.
Crew.
What did you call it?
The Club?
That's what I call it.
I'll say that fucking Ubisoft makes the same games.
Anyway.
It's Assassin's Creed with cars.
I don't think that's what it is, but...
It's Splinter Cell with...
We're definitely on a Ubisoft hate kick.
That's for sure. The games suck. What can I say? What did I play this week? You guys want to know? Wait, review?
Yeah, it was in the middle. I asked you a question, and we ended up on The Club, which is not your game. So,
listen, I like racing games.
No, I asked what you like about it because I wanted to compare
and contrast.
You know
what? I like racing games.
Fuck off, man. My favorite racing game, Burnout 2. Do you recall?
Destruction Derby N64.
Yes, I know. That's a different type of game.
It is a different game. It's
San
not
Francisco
a simulation game.
Rush.
Right, you have to enjoy, like, driving different cars and the skill of driving a little bit more. Like,
For sure.
Chad once mentioned how Legos is therapeutic. I feel like this, I just throw on driving and I'll just drive around, and that's fun for me.
Another thing about racing games, traditionally, they look incredible.
Yes.
They sound incredible.
Yep.
And it's just like, they're great showpiece. Like, I'm a big fan of turn off the music and drop me into... Yes, like, I want to know, like... And it's cool when games will, you know, they'll take the initiative and every car is the sound of that car. Mm-hmm. So, like, you got engines revving and, like... And it's never the same engine twice. I love that.
Does Forza have that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I very much like...
Forza 3 or something. Yeah. Maybe
I very much like rally racing.
Yes, that is one of the... They eventually got rid of that. After Gran Turismo 2, it's like no game had rally racing, and I hated that.
There was one for GameCube that...
Dirt.
I don't know if it was Dirt. Well, I mean, I know Dirt exists, but there was one for GameCube that... maybe the Subaru game or something like that?
No idea.
It was fucking awesome. Like well, so that, every Yaris, time,
Yaris
every no, no, no. every time you changed gears, like there would it was spark out of the tailpipe.
Nice.
And I was just like, "Fucking, this is awesome!" And it sounded awesome. Like it just like weird like gear grinding sounds. Like I want to be exposed to that. Like oh, yeah. Like and I just like being part of that world. I mean, it's the same reason I like golf games. Like I want the total experience, other than just like going actually out and racing cars or playing golf. Like I like being totally in, you know, in an environment, and racing games and particularly golf games tend to get you into that place, like sound, fucking the feel of it, all that shit.
Okay. Forza 5, you're like, you're jumping in and out of races and tracks. This is more seamless. I think most people in general would say the things they say about liking, like that they like about racing games, they've corrected with Horizon 2 that it didn't have in Forza 5. Like it's one giant open world. It's like you be in the solo version and you can just drive through like Europe and they have like all the different locations and tons of different types of events. Or you can go online and free roam with your friends or other
people.
You
can drive through like to the
it's just
different
continuous.
Tracks kind of thing?
It's kind of like the latest Need for Speed, but bigger and much better looking and built on the Turn 10's new Forza engine.
Wow. Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's really good. The
time will come when... We will all be getting into the same driving game all at once, and I feel like that's really
it's not the crew.
No, I'm. It'll happen one day. It's just a matter of when. So probably not.
Keep telling me more about this, TJ, please.
Yeah. So Forza 5, the guy said like, oh, we can't just make it night. We can't just throw in rain. We can't just do dirt stuff because like he was like such a purist about like the physics and the real racing experience. Like Forza 5 is the driving simulator. This is all thrown out the window. You can go on a road and just drive straight left into the countryside and through trees and like mowing down farms.
You
and
still
stuff.
Don't have the same control.
No, it changes.
Okay,
but it's more forgiving, slightly.
Yeah,
in the sense
that
Forza
5 was not
forgiving.
If you're in a race, you have the opportunity to put on your fucking your mud tires or whatever. You know, if like.
I don't know if there is. There's a ton of tuning options, but if you're in a race, usually they have markers you have to go through. You can cut
Top
corners.
Top Gear
a little bit.
Is that the game for GameCube? Top Gear.
Top Gear's a show.
That's a TV show.
Fuck, what was it?
I'll look it up.
Let the man
It might even have been a Mitsubishi-licensed game.
I don't know.
For GameCube? This if anyone more, knows the more... game I'm thinking of, please.
Right in.
Might have just been called Rally Racer.
It's got fire in the fucking
The thing
tailpipe.
Is, what you're talking about is a much smaller experience for life.
I'll put some fire in your tailpipe, you know what I mean?
You can't have that many cars in that game, you know? Like... I don't know. This is...
I just remember driving
it's
Subarus.
About collecting... If you like cars, like, you know the cars. It's about collecting those cars. That's what Gran Turismo Force is all about, right?
Well, Gran Turismo was the race to getting the Skyline.
I don't know what that is.
You know what a Nissan Skyline is?
Oh, you were a Skyline guy. I was a Subaru guy. WRX.
Fuck you.
It's in every game, by the way.
I ain't played it.
Anyways.
I'm talking before Fast and Furious Skyline guy.
What?
What did you use in GTA 2?
Subaru WRX.
Oh man,
we had this discussion
GTO
before.
GTO.
GTO is it the Ford?
Yeah,
the tiny one. Oh, where he goes under the truck.
Wait.
Anyway, whatever.
Forza Horizon sounds awesome. I do not have an Xbox.
I know. I'm just in. I just want to review it in general.
Yeah.
The rain is awesome. Like it changes the physics. It'll just change tonight, and your headlights are on. It's harder to see.
That's cool.
And it's a lot of fun. Like you feel like you're driving down roads in Europe, and just different cars and different things to do. And
I thought Most Wanted did that pretty well as well.
They did. I think it's actually cooler in Forza 2.
Do you what view? What camera angle do you use?
I actually use the one where it's behind. But I've also in Forza 5, I use the one where you're actually driving in the seat a lot.
Yeah. If you're not using that angle, I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Which angle?
It's
you're not using the driving
angle? No, Chad.
Come on.
It's hands on the steering wheel. That's the only angle
when
to
I'm
use.
In a track, I
you
like
know, the
that
only
one.
Alternate angle is just the full-on first-person view.
That sucks.
Are you kidding me?
I want to see what my car's doing.
I didn't do that till Forza 4.
You have to feel what your car's doing, man.
It is.
Didn't I recommend this to you? Switch to that angle.
Did,
switch to first-person.
Yeah. And Forza 5 is really cool because you can, like, bank over a hill, and the sun will be at an angle. You can't see, like, certain, you know what I mean? It's hard, and it feels more like a real experience.
That's cool.
It's almost like cheating when you're a third-person view or whatever. So.
That's what I want.
You want
to
cheat.
Be able to be good at the game.
I wouldn't, this game is not like.
You're so much better on first-person view. You get such a better feel for the fucking road, and, like, knowing, like, how close you are.
Going, turn and left.
If you're looking at the fucking steering wheel, then you're not looking in the right spot.
Yeah, but they're there doing that.
There's actually head tracking in Forza 5, where like you can it works kind of like shit, to be honest. Yeah, where you can turn and like it's like you see your mirror and stuff. Or you can look out your other window.
Whoa! That doesn't make any sense. Because if you actually turn your head, you need a screen to your right.
And that's why it doesn't work, because you actually have to tilt your head, and then it looks to the right. Which
so you're going.
It's not. It's not natural. You have to force yourself to do it when you could just use the right toggle stick.
Shit, he's on my back.
So, yeah. Also, they introduced a bunch of music. You have a bunch of different stations. I know you hate that, probably, but you can, like, if you want to listen to classical
music. I don't know. You're in a car, you want to be able to listen to music.
Yeah.
If I'm walking around with a fucking gun on Mars, I don't want music playing in my head.
Let me tell you, if you're in first-person mode where you're driving the car, is he changing the radio station? Is his right hand changing the radio station?
That's a really good question.
I have not tried.
Well,
I think it's pretty impressive that immersion they build all the lost. Dashboards.
3 points gone. 7.0.
They've also got, like, it just looks cool. Like, when you bring up a menu, it's just over top of what you're driving.
Ooh, Dead Space.
When you finish races, they just, like, it's like they have words that, like, fall down and hang on the screen. Or, like, you'll enter an online race, and your car's, like, it'll show the grill, just the grill of your car, like, going through a field. And they'll have, like, words tacked onto the car that kind of shake with the car. Like,
that's cool.
It's just, it just really looks good. It's very seamless. It's just a lot of fun just to jump into and play. And I like that they've got a place where they can break the borders of track simulation racing and still have that amazing engine. So, Forza 2, I have nothing but good things to say about it, so.
Horizon 2.
Horizon 2. They actually, they have, like, some scenes where they show the car when it's wet, and it's, like, got beads of water on it. It looks insane. It's like they figured out the math to simulate rain. And they probably overused it, but the game still looks really good, even for having such a giant, massive world, you know?
Yeah. Where everything's just constantly changing.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'd buy it. You know what I played this week? I wanted to play The Evil Within. I wanted to play Alien Isolation. And I wanted to play... What else came out? Oh! I bought Peggle 2.
Did you?
But...
How much is it?
It's $14.99.
Yeesh. Well, I'll be buying it.
Well, it's worth it.
I'll be buying it.
But I bought that earlier in the week. But today I wanted to play... Evil Within.
I want it so bad.
The reviews are all over the place on this fucking thing.
Fuck reviews, dude.
Chad, I bet if you ruin the experience like you did with Outlast, you're going to give it a shit review.
Outlast is the worst game on earth.
Yes, but...
It's a sequel to Resident Evil 4.
I said this when you talked
about
Outlast.
It is the sequel to Resident Evil 4.
You can ruin any game if you, like, turn the lights on, turn the sound off, and let yourself die right in the beginning. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but the game mechanics might be shitty.
Okay, I talked to a couple people about this, this is a potential reason why maybe the reviews are bad, you know? Like, don't ruin it. Like, I felt like you ruined Outlast. You're like, oh, this is dumb. You didn't give it a chance.
No, Outlast was really bad. But.
Fair point.
Evil Within, yeah. I talked to a couple people about it who played it, and they said they just sold it right away. Like, I bought it thinking it was great, sold it right away, because it was just not good at all. And I don't know.
It's gamer hubris. Gamers, they don't want to play anything under a fucking 9. I remember the glory days of the fucking GameCube where you would just buy a game and play it, Burnout 2 being the fucking prime example. You would just play it and love it.
All those games got good reviews because that was what changed at that point.
Burnout 2 did not get good reviews, man. Because the car was like compact car, sports car. Like, if you fucking... If that game came out today...
The game was fun. It got nines all across the board.
Are you kidding me?
Yes,
I'm not kidding. Take it to the net right now.
Okay, first of all...
Metacritic.
If that was true, they wouldn't have bought the game. They would have looked at the rating and not bought it.
That's the thing. They're all over the place.
They probably didn't give it. Maybe they didn't give it a chance, but then they just sold it. You know.
Just okay. Would you have played Mission Impossible for N64 if you read the review first?
Back then, no, because I don't know what the hell they are.
And Mission Impossible, it's responsible for so many jokes. Just immerse yourselves in these fucking games. Fuck reviews.
Why do you love this fucking idiot so much? Because he made Resident Evil 4? It's an old shitty game that sucks now.
I'm just saying.
I played it last year. It sucks.
Go out and like. Look at a fucking review and be like, I guess I'm not playing that. I'm not being a part of that.
Dude, if you're making the same game from 2006 that got you famous, you're an asshole.
Anything. Any medium. Movies. Go out and see it for yourself.
Yeah, the same... If somebody remakes the same movie, it's a shitty movie.
Hobbit! Sorry.
Hobbit's not the same at all. All
right, Walter Mitty. Did it get, how'd that get reviewed?
The Hobbit is more similar to Lord of the Rings than
fucking
the evil
Prometheus.
Resident Evil.
Prometheus, dude, got fucking horrible reviews.
It's a bad movie. It's
Are
got
you
a cool,
kidding
it's
me?
It's got a cool story, but the
oh
movie's
my
bad.
God. Guys,
happy thoughts. Who cares? Do you want to play
what
it?
What am I looking up?
Have
what game?
Off
Burnout 2? Am I looking up Burnout 2?
Burnout 2, yeah. For game.
All right, Metacritic.
What was your point in saying other people have...
A lot of people have turned it off, but like it's just like the reviews. A lot of people like it. A lot of people hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people like that same experience that Resident Evil 4 gave.
So, has that turned you off, though? Are you going to still
want
to play it?
I tried to rent it today. They didn't have it. They didn't have Alien Isolation. So, I rented fucking Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare. And I don't even plan on playing it because I don't know why I got the fucking thing. They didn't have anything there.
Burnout 2, Point of Impact for GameCube. It's got an 89 Metacritic.
There you go, jackass.
User score 9.1.
Yeah.
This game is so fucking
sick.
It's
a fun game.
It's
if
so
the game
fucking
is
good,
good, it doesn't matter.
Game Shark, give it 100.
Peggle's fucking nothing. Peggle's just hitting pegs, but it's so much fun.
The second highest review, 96 from GameZilla, combines tight control and frantic gameplay with stunning audio visuals that scream next generation from start to finish.
Oh.
Ooh, baby. What did IGN say about it? I can only highly recommend it to any arcade racing fan. It's definitely worth a buy, even if single-player content can be experienced in 5 hours or less. Suck my fucking coffee.
5 hours.
Fucking pieces of shit. Anyway, we should be experiencing... Like, certain games that we play... Like, god damn it.
You will not have fun with Evil Within. I guarantee you both.
What did Tomb
Raider
get rated?
I don't know if I will or won't. I'm just...
Tomb Raider got rated low, didn't it?
No, it got high.
No.
Don't yell at Chad like he just is a slave to reviews. We all know reviews, or that number is bullshit.
They're spot the fuck on. They are. They're spot on. They're not bullshit.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
whoa. What about Destiny reviews, man? Those are all low.
Guy kind of hates Destiny.
I don't play it anymore.
You're a slave
to reviews.
I liked
it. I'm not a slave to reviews. I played the fucking game. If I knew it got a 6
you're a score slave.
Beforehand, I probably wouldn't have bought it.
Score slave. What did Star... Oh my god, Star Fox 64.
Star Fox got 9s.
Fuck off. Did it?
I checked this recently.
Hey, I got my Star Fox tattoo.
When?
Recently. It's not healed yet. Here's the thing. Okay. I feel like it's hard. Like, the way I wanted Star Fox to look, it's hard to distinguish him as Star Fox. He just looks like a fox. But nothing is pointing him out as Fox McCloud. Which kind of sucks.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Wear your penis on your sleeve?
Hey, man, I wear my penis on my sleeve.
Oh, it's on your chest.
All right, let's do one more. TJ, ask me a retro game and I'll tell you what it was reviewed.
A retro game?
WCW vs. NWO Revenge.
Thanks, TJ.
All right, let's
go. It's gotta be said.
WCW.
Crash Bandicoot 3.
Versus NWO.
This looks like the fucking the Naboo space cruiser, like the this one here.
You want revenge? Oh, I spelled WCW.
Or World Tour. I spelled WCW wrong.
Wow, I spelled NWO wrong too.
What else we got? Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
I played Chariot for 30 seconds. It's a free game on Xbox One.
Yeah.
It seemed like it could be a fun little game, but...
It came on a PS4, and it's like...
Did it?
$10.
Don't pay $10 for it.
I won't pay.
It's easy to move this little chariot around on the level, and, I don't know, you try to get it from A to B, you collect things. You know Pixel Junk?
Yeah.
It's
kind of like that, but with different mechanics. Just a fun little, like, feels indie 2D platformer with, I don't know, interesting...
Boyhood has 100% rating on Metacritic?
Yeah. You guys both didn't buy Peggle yet? Peggle 2?
Oh, no, I will.
Peggle for Xbox.
Oh, yeah, you already own it.
Yeah.
Record that.
Also, Jesus Christ.
Peggle's definitely worth it, Joe.
Of course it is.
The second like, Peggle master that you go through in the storyline.
Yes.
It's no longer just Ode to Joy. Da, 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 da. It's every, like...
Every master has their own theme?
Yeah, it's just every, like, classical, beautiful...
So
like,
sick.
It's recreated, like, as you start to delete orange pegs, the, like, there's new parts of the song that come in.
That's awesome.
And towards the end, it just gets really, really good.
I'm
buying. The second Peggle Master has a song, like, as you're starting to get close, like, picking off the orange. It sounds like, I forget. Oh, it was our, like, intro to fucking...
Notes?
Not notes, but the
Delay? Delay?
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's just like, it sounds so good. Just the way it all comes together.
I'm buying it.
It's good.
I am buying that.
Delay.
Let's call it, fellas.
Call it!
All right, well, hope you enjoyed the show. We'd love feedback. Please send us one question. If you're listening and you send us one question, I will send you $1.
And no a lie. Copy of You're in the Movies.
No lie, I swear to God, I will find a way to send you $1.
One per question?
One loony.
One per person who asks a question.
Hope we go viral. They try to bankrupt you.
It's a lot of money.
Fuck it. One per question.
All right, sounds good.
No more than 3 questions a person.
No. I'm talking about if they can
listen,
spread over the internet.
Listen, TJ's wallet, the sky's the limit. So TJ will send you his... Well, yeah, you're sending it. No one person will get more than $3, but $1 per question.
I, Chad, will send you $1 from TJ's wallet to every question.
Yeah. The right place to go is allrangemode.com. Also, I've learned that if you rate us on iTunes, it could help us out quite a bit. So on iTunes, search All Range Mode, and we are there. It's the logo that looks like the N64 logo. On Facebook, yeah. We are All Range Mode Podcast. Facebook.com/AllRangeModePodcast. On iTunes, we are at ARM, ARM Podcast. Personally, my name is Joseph Marie. You can find me on Facebook. I'm from Windsor, Ontario. My name is Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad, and I'll rape anyone in Battlefield 4.
Oh.
Check that out. Rape!